Is the mic hot?
The mic is hot, Gary. Why don't you drop it like it's hot? Not the mic. Don't drop the mic.
What should I drop?
Flow?
It's a family.
Or something?
This is not...
I want you to drop it like
this. This is not the shenanigans of your watch. This is a family...
Hot beats. Come on. Drop the mic. Spit some hot vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Like camels.
Yeah. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Studio Door Podcast. This is episode 32. My name is Gary, and also with me is
Cameron.
Yeah,
we're doing us now. Awesome. So, what have you been up to, man?
I have been relaxing a little bit.
Yeah.
The sun has been nice.
Yeah, it was a little bit weird this week, but
the sun is like the weather's really nice today. We're recording on a Saturday. People don't care, but we're telling anyways.
Yeah. No cartoons again.
Again.
Yeah.
Call back.
Hey, I see you got a new case. I just noticed that.
No, I've had this case for a while. This is from the I had this for the portfolio show for a few years back.
Oh, okay.
And I just put it on, whatever. It's not too fat.
So it's
and
a, it's new a little bit third of a time. Wow, man.
That's crazy. What happens when you have clothes sometimes, like jeans or whatever,
yeah.
And you don't wear them for a couple of years or whatever for a while, and then you wear them again and they feel new.
Nice.
We're using stuff.
Yeah. That's what's up.
So I've been relaxing a little bit today.
Mm-hmm.
During the week, different things on and off. Work has been pretty good. A lot of fun still going on.
Yeah.
Different movies coming out, stuff like that.
Oh, way to be big. Wow, you got that? That's it?
There's a new trailer that came out for Batman, I believe.
I know, I saw it. Yeah.
Yeah. Sam sent it to me. It was pretty cool. I watched it.
Yeah, it's good, man. That movie looks like something amazing.
Yeah.
It
might be the best movie ever. It felt kind of Inception-ish. I think Inception is really up there, as I mentioned before. We'll see.
I know. I kind of want to talk about that a little bit.
I know that the Avengers is really good too, right?
Yeah, I went and saw the Avengers for the midnight showing. All right. This is what I kind of want to bring up a little bit.
Yeah.
So the Avengers was awesome. Probably one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Don't spoil it.
But.
Don't spoil it.
The thing that I was thinking about was it only amazing because I was sitting in a room full of diehard fans?
I always like watching movies in a big group of people that are enjoying the movie, like with a crowd of people instead of just by myself. It's always better energy.
No, of course, but what I'm saying is like how you say like Inception is your best movie you've ever seen all the time. What I'm saying though is, do you like it because of the fond memories, or have you sat down and watched it alone and really looked into the story and into everything and really dig down to see if it is actually good to you versus being good being in a group of people? Because when you're in a group, there's like crowd reactions. Like there was a lot of laughs in Avengers, and I don't know if I would have laughed at every single joke in that when I was like by myself.
Yep.
Because an example is I went to a screening of 21 Jump Street this week. And I've already seen it, but I was watching it again, and for some reason I was still laughing at it, but I think it's because I was in another crowd. But I think if I watched it alone, it wouldn't be as funny.
It's true. Yeah, definitely your friends and people around you and different people, they influence your reaction to movies or to events in general. I believe that. Maybe it depends on the person, but I'm the same way. Maybe different people are different. I'm like that too. Like I saw Grandma's Boy with a certain crowd, and I didn't think it was super funny too funny. And then I saw it with a different crowd, and it was way funnier watching it.
Yeah,
and I normally don't watch movies twice, as you know. It's not my thing.
Yeah.
Anyways, but there just happened to be a situation where I did watch it a second time, and I thought it was way better the second time, actually. But I think that was because of the group that I was watching it with.
Yeah, so, I don't know, I thought that was, like, an interesting...
Yeah, no, it's a good point, yeah. Like, things influenced by the surroundings, right?
So
just like in like color theory or whatever, like you have a...
Yeah, you're influenced. I mean, just being an artist or designer in general, you're influenced by the things around you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like you like icons and stuff because I feel like...
I've always loved icons. That's true.
Yeah.
I really have.
You know, and I think that like growing up, I used to watch my dad draw like little things. And I think that's why I like illustration so much. So I used to watch him draw like Disney characters and stuff for me. So I think that has maybe influenced me to do illustration. So, I don't know.
My dad was a photographer in Russia, like a professional photographer.
Yeah, so that could be a reason why you like compositing so much, because you've seen it.
I like photography, too.
Yeah, so...
I always have him cleaning my lenses. I don't ever touch them like that. If they're dusty or if anything's wrong, I don't like touching them, because if you do it the wrong way, you'll scratch it and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I usually give it to him, and he'll... I don't know what he does.
Does he use like a solution?
He uses
like
some kind of paper, and I rather let him take care of that.
Okay.
Because he has experience in that.
Nice. Well, that's cool, man. did you do anything else this week?
Let's see. Been just watching the playoffs. The Lakers actually lost yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but they were playing against the Nuggets, but they were playing in their house. So we play two games in our house and two games in their house, and then
at the Staples Center.
Yeah, at the Staples Center. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they lost yesterday, and that wasn't cool. But you know what happens.
So what are they looking at for their playoff record right now?
No, they'll still win, but the next team that they're gonna play, which they're probably going to be playing already at this time, and by the time the people listen to this, it's probably going to be the Thunder. Thunder are playing against Dallas, Oklahoma Thunder, and that's going to be a very tough team to play against. Okay. We're talking about basketball, guys. Sorry.
Yeah.
Don't apologize.
Well, they said
to them.
Lakers, so most people know the Lakers. I think the Lakers are pretty well known in the world, so because of Kobe.
Hmm.
I'm talking about Kobayashi Maru.
Kobe Bryant, no?
Yeah, totally, totally.
You know, there's like a lot of Kobes, but this is a family show. You can't talk about
some Kobe. Kobe. Hockey,
there's
too.
A couple Kobes we can't talk about right now.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of hockey, too. Whoa.
I know. The Kings are doing good.
I think they're playing today.
Are they?
Guys, it's Cinco de Mayo today. That means
I forgot it's
May 5th.
May 5th, 2012.
2012.
Yeah.
Pacific Standard Time.
So it's time to go party.
May the 4th be with you. It was yesterday.
Yeah.
I heard that like from some coworkers, and I never heard that before. It was so, and I didn't catch it right away, and then I caught it. It's a good one.
Yeah,
it's a really good one, and it's actually officially Star Wars Day that day. Did you know that?
You know what? I didn't know that, but I have an article that I looked up today that they said that in, and I didn't understand it until I saw someone tweet that said like Happy Star Wars Day yesterday.
Yeah, so it actually was like a Star Wars is an actual holiday, I guess. May the 4th. I wonder how. How they decide those things, like, oh, it's actually Gary Day. Like, how do they decide that?
I think that, like, if George Lucas just came out and said it's Star Wars Day, people would just be like, oh, it's Star Wars Day. I feel like if you're, like, the originator or you're someone of big influence.
Yeah, like the studio dorks,
Aerosmith,
like, people like that.
When's Dork Day? Aerosmith. With big mouths? And we wear, like, these?
The thing is that, should we go to a commercial break?
No, we don't have to go to a commercial break. Sorry, so that's pretty much what you did?
Come on, I'm going to do a commercial break skin.
No, but those...
And you got all shy, you got all red.
No, we have to record those separately. We're not going to do them just in the show.
That would have been funny.
No.
Mr. Leader. I was going to tell... We were going to do the commercial for Snow White and the Seven Dorks.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Is that what we're doing right now? In theaters.
Live.
Live in theaters worldwide. Yeah. So we're doing holograms.
And Culver City.
So we're doing holodorks, right?
Yeah.
So it's actually going to be in Culver City.
In 4D.
In 4D, yes. Because we're actually going to be there in person, and then other people are going to get us in hologram form. So the holodorks. Who's Snow White? Are you Snow White?
No, Dorkpocalypse is.
Dorkpocalypse.
It's another movie coming out. It's different things happening.
Dude, how do we get so many movie deals?
Well, you know.
We know people?
We know people.
Yeah, we live in this city. Everyone that lives in this city automatically gets movie deals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? We didn't even have to write a script.
Oh, we went to Sunset last weekend.
Oh,
We had a dork date.
Yeah,
a
dork date went fantastic.
Yeah, pretty cool. It was pretty cool, right? We had, what did we do?
We went down to the Whiskey A Go-Go.
Yeah, and we saw a live band. That was fun.
Yeah, it was cool. We saw a couple live bands.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so.
I don't remember their names.
One of them was Malachi Theory, and I don't know. Oh, the other one was.
Wow, you remember their names?
The Death of Innocence or the Killing of Innocence or something like that.
I wish I could remember irrelevant information.
I know. Well, the second band was, and the first band was entertaining to watch, I'd say that.
The guy had his shirt off the whole time.
Yeah, he was wiggling his hips, and those hips may not lie.
I don't know why he threw his underwear at me, though.
Dude, you're the tallest one in the crowd, and you weren't a hat.
Just kidding, he didn't.
No, he did.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding, he didn't, yeah.
Yeah, so you've never been to Sunset in LA in the evening like that, so it's
Yeah, it was fun.
Unique experience for yourself, right?
Yeah, and a lot of the Whiskey, I've heard of that a bunch of times. It's a really famous place, especially in the punk scene. I watched a documentary like when we first moved out here about a punk band in the 70s, and they talked about how they couldn't get gigs at the Whiskey because their shows were too crazy and stuff, and then it was just interesting being there and being like, hey, I kind of know where the Whiskey is.
We were like, but as a younger lad,
yeah,
you went to like live bands and things like that, right? And it was different type of stuff. There was like mosh pits and stuff, and this didn't have a mosh pit, so you were
It was a little bit weird because like I think the bands were just older, and so crowd was a little bit older, and even older than Gary, which is crazy, but. Because you're old, yeah, because you're old, that's why. No, but it was just interesting being there, and I wasn't, there was just, there was not a ton of people, like, the show, maybe there were, what, maybe 20, 30 people in that room, you know, it wasn't completely packed.
I kind of wanted that night, I wanted to go out a little bit and show you that part of the city, because you haven't been to it there, and also I wanted to, I felt like doing, like, a live band thing.
Yeah, I used to do it all the time, and it's just interesting because you asked me, do you want to go see a live band? And I was just like, where do you see those? And you were just like, we just go to Sunset. And I was like...
Yeah, every single thing there. Yeah, I mean, a bunch of things.
And you're right. There. I thought you were crazy. I was like, you just show up at Sunset and randomly there's bands. But you're right. So, it's cool. So, I did enjoy it. I thought it was an interesting experience, and I would do it again.
And then you had a sandwich?
Yeah, well, we went to this place called Coney's Hot Dogs.
How do you do that?
Well, I don't know, but we went to that.
I remember all this.
And Gary had some chili cheese fries and.
Oh, you forgot something! Yes.
Well, because I had a grilled cheese sandwich that was made in a panini, which was really.
I had a burger from a hot dog place.
Yeah.
Bad move, bro.
It was funny, and it was funny because you kept seeing the hamburgers in the advertisements. You're like, sliders, they got sliders, and then you went and got it, and it was like a single slider.
Almost. Yeah, you just got the regular hamburger just one slider.
It was really small, but it's okay because you got four from the fries.
Oh yeah, I got chili fries, and that's bad to eat that in the evening like that.
Well, at least you ate it like at midnight rather than trying to eat it like in the morning or something or in the afternoon, and had to deal with it all day. So, like,
you know, it made my stomach a little bit for a little bit, but then it's all good. It wasn't. It could have been worse. I heard stories from people with chili.
Yeah. Well, them. Chili, that's what it does, you know.
Yeah. And I took a picture of it and stuff, and it didn't really look too appetizing, but, you know, now I have that picture.
That's all that matters, dude. Food photos, that's what's up.
So we have a topic, right, about this website.
Yeah, so we had a user on...
Twitter.
Yeah, his name is, from Alithius, I think that's how you say his name.
Mm-hmm.
He actually asked us to talk about Wahooly. I had never heard of it. Have you ever heard of this before?
I never heard of this before. I haven't heard of this concept, and I haven't heard of this website, and
it's a pretty interesting concept, and it's interesting, or it's really cool bringing it up now, because if you remember, like, maybe 5 or 6 shows ago, I talked about a book called The Lean Startup, and it's about startups, essentially. Yeah. That's what Wahooly is. Wahooly has a really cool concept where there's this idea that when you make a startup, the startup has problems because nobody wants to invest in it if you don't have traffic.
Mm-hmm.
But then, since nobody wants to invest in it when you don't have traffic, then how do you get traffic?
And how do you prove yourself that you're capable of doing whatever your services are?
Yeah, exactly. So what Wahooly does is it makes it where they partnered up with a couple companies that find them a very... It's a very exclusive group of social people, social networking. It's all based on social networks. So your influence in the social network sphere, basically, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. So you have to fill an application, which I did. I did this morning when I was testing it. So you fill an application to become a user, and then they only pick the top 10% of the internet that actually is active on their social networks. And actually will do stuff for, they will actually participate in Wahooly.
Oh, so we can actually get chosen.
Yeah, so I applied this morning using my Facebook. So once you apply, then the influencer then has a chance to participate.
But that has to do with Studio Dork, the application?
No, I did I didn't do us as a startup. I did it myself as a user. So then what ends up happening is then, this is my understanding of it, and I could be completely wrong.
Yeah.
So once you become an influencer, which is just a user to Wahooly, they will send you stuff and say, look at this startup, tell us what you think about it, and then they'll take that data and they will give it to the startup, and then the startup will be able to use that as data to get actual...
Sounds like they're kind of getting people to do like beta testing a little bit, right? And they're hand selecting. Exactly. That's what it sounds like that is.
Yeah, and so there's a video on their site, and the owner, I don't know the owner's name because I didn't catch it, but the owner basically said that their goal is this year to have over 100,000 users look at 200 startups and see how it works, and then they expect to grow to 500 startups, to 1,000 startups, to 3,000 startups, and to grow their user base like that.
They have something with the point system, right? You have to get 30 points.
That's
or something like
the
that.
Really innovative thing about it is that the influencers, they get a point system, which I think, I don't know exactly what the points do. I don't know if you just, maybe you get investment actually in the companies or something like that. There's something that if you're an influencer, you gain points, and the points get you something. So it gives you incentive to actually look into these companies and stuff. But it's just a very innovative concept of saying that instead of being like, how much money do you have or how much traffic do you get to your site, it's really how much do these influencers believe in your idea, and then showing that to an investor being like, oh, well, they've got 100,000 people that love their idea, we should totally invest in it. It just makes it a little bit easier for startups to actually get their ideas out there and really flourish, because a lot of startups will actually fall off because there's not enough early adoption when they have really great ideas.
Yeah.
So I sent it to you, and do you have any input on it? I think it's a really I think it's a really good idea, and I think that we'll see in the next couple of months to see really how it works, and especially if we get accepted. But
Well, we could kind of test it, right?
I kind of want to test the application program, like, because since I applied, and I think I'm moderately active on my social networks. I want you to apply, because you're about the same, you're about moderately like I am. But I would like to talk to a couple of people that we know that are super active on social networks and see if they can get in. Like, we have
I think this is more like for businesses, isn't it? Not just like regular people doing it for no reason.
No. But I'm talking about applying as an influencer. An influencer is just a random person that's on the internet a ton.
I get you, but I think the purpose of their service is for startups. That's the main...
Yeah, of course. Right? But what I'm saying is I just want to see how arduous is their application process. Like, they talk about how they only grab the top 10%. Are we in the top 10%? I don't feel like I would be in the top 10%. Because I don't know if I post
enough. You should be more confident.
Well, I'm just saying, because I don't know if I post more relevant stuff to what they would want. Because I think what they want is they want you to...
just on your personal social
stuff? Yeah, exactly.
Okay. But as far as Studio Door goes, we probably would qualify in the top 10%. Yeah. Compare our site to...
And I don't know if that factors in. I don't know, because I have two, like, I guess, companies or fan pages that I have on my, connected to my social
thing. Baller.
So I don't know if that factors in, the fact that I post every day on Studio Dork as well as on this other one. You know what I mean? So it's just, I would like to just test that as well as if we actually get accepted to try it out. Like, you don't know. And if you guys want to, definitely apply and then tell us if you get accepted. And then we'd like to kind of just, like, maybe have a Twitter chat with you about, like, what's going on, like... How active are you on your social networks? I think that's one of the most interesting parts to me. Other than the actual, what it actually does.
What's interesting to me is to see their point system, how that would work.
Yeah.
Because there's like, it sounds like they have a pretty good idea. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit confusing to me of exactly how it works. But since you explained it, it's a little bit more clear to me personally. Mm-hmm. But it's still a little bit confusing.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing. So maybe they need to figure out a little bit of a better way to explain exactly what their service is and how it could benefit you. And like fast, like in like 20, 30 seconds, explain the whole thing somehow. That's something that I would recommend probably for them to figure out. Because right now it's just a little interview and there's a couple little descriptions, but it's a little bit confusing. But that could just be me.
Did you go through all the slides?
I went through some of them.
Okay.
But not through all of them.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about their site design right now?
Their actual design?
Because that was kind of the funny part. As I told you, hey, go to Wahoo.com. You went through it and then you were like, their site's cool. Its layout's cool. And I was like,
no, yeah, because that's the thing. You didn't tell me. I don't know what you want. We wanted to watch the video to have the discussion.
Yeah.
But then I figured we probably do because it's on there. That's why I came to you.
No, I understand.
And then you were less moody so that I can talk to you about that.
Yeah.
You told me that that it was... I just watched the video and so we can... And then I watched a little bit. And So we'll see. And then, like we said, basically we're talking about this because...
Alithius
told us to basically check that out and talk about it and let our opinions be known.
So we both kind of are in agreement it's a good idea.
Yeah.
We want to watch it and see what happens with Wahoo down the road.
Yeah, and then something that they talked about in the video is that, like, one of the goals is to kind of stand out from the competition.
Yeah.
Right? Because, for example, there's all these different apps, like, on the Android and the App Store and all this different stuff, and you want to, like, think of some kind of way to, like, stand out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they made a point. That. They did make a point saying that mobile is what they really want to go after because that's the hardest market for businesses where they're failing the most. And it's just because everyone wants, and we always talk about that, everyone wants their own app, and then there's just too many apps, so how you break through with your app, you know? So I'd like to see some of their solutions if they end up having a couple startups that break through, you know?
Good topic.
Yeah, I think it was a really good topic, and
So you guys check that out, and you guys could check out that video and see what the stuff that we're talking about. And if you know, you're interested in something like that, make talk about it on Twitter and send us some feedback, and we'll have a little discussions about it.
Yeah, and you could do just like
what you did, kind of
stuff. Alethius did, and just send us what you think. Like, if you have a cool topic, send it to us. We'll talk about it on the show.
We will, definitely.
I know that, like, our perspectives are more on design side, but we still, business is very interesting and innovative.
And it's actually one of our weaknesses, so it's good hearing it from people that are weak on the subject, actually, right? So the main thing of as a designer, like, and if you guys are designers or whatever, you guys understand this as well, but the main goal as a designer is to solve, so you have a problem, you need to figure out how to solve it. That's the main thing, right?
That's what we are, right? Problem solvers.
So even if there's a business issue, even if there's an interface issue, whatever, we're going to figure out a way to solve it, whether it's going around the world somehow or whatever, or whether it's making a brick house or whatever. I don't know. Just we'll figure out some way to solve the problem.
Yeah.
Bad examples, bro.
No, it was good, man.
Now that we're on that subject, speaking of that, blah, 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 blah.
No,
you
know I was going to do that. I just thought about what we were talking about, May the 4th be with you.
Oh, we were talking about, because yesterday was Star Wars Day.
Yeah. You know what came out yesterday, which is really, I think it's cool. I don't know if it's like the greatest thing ever, but there's a company called Wicked Lasers, and they build Wicked Lasers. And they did this promotion yesterday. They've actually developed a lightsaber, and it's like, has the same, they market it as being the same luminosity and everything, but you can't use it without wearing sunglasses and stuff. But,
that sounds dangerous.
Yeah. But they released this video, and they were like talking about it, like this really cool product and stuff, and no one has had a chance to really check it out. I physically actually play with it, but in the video they had these guys sword fighting, and they said, do not really sword fight with these because you're blocked.
Even though they show it.
Yeah. So I just thought,
remember a couple years ago when we had a sword fight with our iPads and some of our friends had like phones, and we did the lightsaber app. That was
we talked about this on the show.
Oh my gosh.
It's super funny, yeah.
Can't believe we did that.
I know, I don't even know. That was so ridiculous.
That was funny. And it made the sound of it.
Yeah. But no, I just thought this was funny because they've been doing a lot of cool marketing things with this place called Wicked Lasers. They did this other marketing thing a month ago where they were swimming around with sharks, and they put a laser on top of the shark, and then they were just like, sharks with frickin' lasers. And I just thought that was funny, because that's the whole Austin Powers
sharks
thing.
With lasers?
Yeah. So, I don't know, I just wanted to bring it up because this place, Wicked Lasers, they seem to be doing a lot of cool stuff with lasers, and they're actual, really, really, really high-powered lasers, and they're just containing them in these glass things. So, if you want a lightsaber...
Have you ever been in a movie theater and watching a movie, and then some stupid idiot uses a laser to, ruin the movie? You know what I'm talking about?
No, I've never had that.
Like, somebody uses a laser
to put it on the screen and stuff and mess with it?
Yeah.
No, I've never
super
had
annoying.
That.
Huh. You could see my...
I've never had that before. You worked in the movie theater business, though. Do you have?
We had situations where people would do dumb stuff, and we would have to go and tell them to stop or whatever.
I
tipped $5 once. I was so excited.
Yeah,
it was for Star Wars Episode 2, I believe. That's what it was for. Somebody bought a bunch of popcorn or whatever, and I helped them take it. But I was very, very young at that time. Or was it Episode 1? Star Wars Episode 1.
Were you guys allowed to take tips?
I don't know.
Tips?
I never made a rule. I don't know. I took it. Oh. $5.
I know. I just...
That's like 5 Jumbo Jacks at that time.
I've had jobs where you weren't allowed to take tips. So that's why I just asked. So
I don't know if we were, but nobody ever mentioned if we were or weren't. But anyways, So,
so
I got,
you did something illegal, mate, possibly.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Jail.
Yeah.
You could have went to juvie.
You could have went to movie jail. Crazy.
What? Popcorn everywhere.
Yeah, totally.
With no butter. That's the jail part.
Yeah, you just have to eat just dry popcorn. Yeah. Nothing to drink, man.
Hey, are you still on Spotify? Are you subscribed or you canceled it?
I canceled my subscription only because I use We Are Hunted now.
And it's freer?
Yeah, We Are Hunted. I don't know why I've never brought this up on the show. I found this site called We Are Hunted. I actually found it through Spotify, because Spotify has a We Are Hunted app on it. And then I found out the site... So this site is like...
Wow, that's horrible.
I know, isn't that
an
crazy?
An ad on Spotify made you cancel Spotify.
No, it wasn't an ad. There's an app on Spotify that it's basically We Are Hunted, but it's in Spotify.
That's even worse, because it's free. The ad, so, at least they had to pay for it.
So I went on to We Are Hunted, and I was like, oh, what is this? And it's basically a site that just has, like, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of songs. And there's all these songs on there, and a lot of them, what really intrigued me from it is there's a lot of very indie artists and stuff on there. Hmm. And the site design is beautiful. Beautiful site design. And the whole interface is just cool. And there's a cool community on there, and you can just listen to all the music you want on there, and there's no ads. So I've been listening to that for probably the past, like, month and a half, and I canceled my Spotify subscription, because, like, why do I have this when I could just listen to We Are Hunted? So.
But do they have everything? Like, you just look up whatever and it has it?
No, they don't have absolutely everything, but they have a really good selection. And what I like the most about it is because the thing about Spotify is, we talked about this before, mm-hmm. You get Spotify and it's like you have everything. So you're like, what do I want to listen to?
You're overwhelmed.
Yeah. But We Are Hunted, it's basically you go on there and you go, I want to go look at someone's playlist. And so they have the top playlist. So what you do is when you create an account, you basically just create a playlist. So every song that you like goes into this long playlist and it's your playlist. And then it gets ranked based on how many people listen to it and stuff. And so then I just go on there and I listen to, like, the top 10 playlists most of the time. And it's, like,
pretty good music usually. Yeah. Because it's already ranked high and people like it.
Yeah, exactly. And then if it's music I don't like, then I just don't listen to that playlist. And you can favorite playlists and stuff. And it's a really cool community. And
why are they called We Are Hunted?
Because originally I think the site was for indie bands to be found.
I see.
But now it's, like, there's even mainstream stuff on there. But they have a really cool thing where it's, like, instant playlists.
Yeah.
Where you go to Instant Playlist and you just type in someone's name and it gives you basically it just gives you a bunch of music that's like that person.
When you first mentioned the name of the website, the first thing that I thought of was Hunger Games, for whatever reason, I don't know. Like the movie.
That would probably be an amazing.
Like the movie of the Hunger Games and based on the books and stuff that's very popular.
Hmm.
I don't know, I thought of that as the first thing, for whatever reason.
Yeah, I guess the site's been out for a while, but I don't know, if you guys want to check it out, We Are Hunted, you could.
They don't really care what you're saying.
You should favorite my playlist.
They don't care what you're saying
now. They do. They care a lot, Gary.
No, yeah, they do.
But
they
you brought up Spotify for some reason, and I went into We Are Hunted.
No, that's cool.
We're freestyling it, right?
Yeah, that's. I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't. Why do you do that? They can't see what you're doing. All they can do is hear my reaction.
I'm doing it for you.
So Cameron's like mimicking my mannerisms?
I was.
Is that what it's called? Mannerisms?
Yeah, I was over exaggerating it, so I was just like leaning my head way back and I was doing this weird voice.
Because I do that, right?
Yeah. But you do like this, and I just I'd like arch it like 110%. So. Okay, but anyway, Spotify. What's going on with Spotify?
they actually just updated their application. They just created the iPad app.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, and Sam told me about that. He sent me a message, check out the app, it's a pretty cool interface. So I checked it out, and it is a really nice interface.
Oh, yeah?
And they only had an iPhone.
Yeah.
Before, right? It wasn't everything wasn't HD and stuff. It was all, like, small, and you have to stretch it and all that.
Yeah.
But I can show you what it looks like.
You can show the listeners?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. You guys ready for this?
You guys want to see?
First visual thing on a podcast. Look at that interface.
Hey, wouldn't that be cool? Like, if you could show, what am I doing?
You know what we could do? We could do this.
If you could show people stuff.
Why are you closing it?
Because I want to open it from the beginning, how it loads. So when you open it, it doesn't do it though. No, so it only does it the first time you log in.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, and it just has, it's like this really attractive thing. I don't know, I like it. A little bit like on Twitter style, right? I just did a website with this type of style. We're talking about
icons.
We're talking about like when you have an icon, icons on the left side on the top, kind of like the Twitter app, and a lot of websites are going that direction.
Yeah,
I'm doing a design with this type of this type of thing, and I got influenced by Sparrow, that email app that I was talking about, and also by Twitter.
Yeah, the Twitter app.
How they have the icons like that, and I'm using the application Muse.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm using that. I'm using that application and experimenting with it, and it's turning out that it makes a lot of files that shouldn't really be there.
Oh, okay.
It shouldn't exist, and all the sprites are weird. It doesn't organize it correctly, but it's still in beta.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And we're talking about an application that we mentioned last time called Muse, made by Adobe.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, I just wanted to bring up Spotify for the iPad.
Yeah,
so,
the interface, I mean, it's
pretty nice.
It's beautiful.
They took time in this. It's not just like a quick thrown thing.
I wonder if this app has actually been out in the UK before it came out here, because Spotify comes from the UK. Mm-hmm. So it looks a lot like Spotify.
And I'm not subscribed, so you can't, like, you can still see the stuff, but you can't.
Oh, I forgot about that. Right? You can't actually use the app.
I can't use the app. I like to do is just see the stuff. So it's like $10 a month, I believe. Then you can actually use all the stuff. It's free on a desktop, but not on the iPad or iPhone.
Yeah, which is smart.
Yeah, pretty intelligent. But why not? Why not make it free on here too and just play ads? Put ads too. Why don't they do that? That's a good topic. Good job.
Because
you already be able to do it on your desktop. There's some licensing issues, right? Or some kind of business thing like that. I don't know.
Maybe because a desktop is less likely to have many people around it, but a mobile device, you might be in a crowd of people, and then all of a sudden that license is being used for multiple people. It might have something to do with that. I don't know.
The main thing is like when you're in the gym or something, you just want to listen to random stuff.
I think it's more them being like, well, you can get it for free on desktop where you're stuck, but if you get it on a mobile device, you could be at the gym listening to millions of music that they have, you know?
I would be really curious to know the real reason, because we're just saying our opinions, but I wonder what the real reason for not having it, because you really should be able to, right? You can have a what's that other one, the one before Spotify? One that people used to stream everything?
Pandora?
Yeah, you can do Pandora, right?
Yeah, you do Pandora and Last.fm.
Pandora works on iPhones and all that stuff, right?
I think another thing, though, about Spotify also with the mobile app is you have offline playlists when you pay for it. So if you're not in a hotspot area and you have like five offline playlists, it automatically should be on your, as long as you use it.
But that part doesn't have to work. The offline mode just wouldn't work for the non-subscriber users, right?
Yeah.
I think it should still work the same as a desktop. It makes sense. You're still going to have the ads like, hey guys, la la la, those things that pop out every couple songs. They really don't come out that much too, those ads. They're pretty rare.
Yeah.
And which is crazy, I don't understand. Seconds. Yeah, and the main thing is like they can add ads here too. Like they can add ads that you physically see without the sound, right?
That's true. I don't know. I really don't know, to be honest with you. Maybe you should make an international call to Spotify and see if...
I don't get long distance minutes.
Oh, you don't?
But I'll text them.
Oh, dude, totally text them.
Totally.
Why don't you just use Google Voice?
Or iMessage.
Call them there, man.
Google has a voice?
Yeah.
How does Google sound? Show me.
Show you?
We said Google Voice. I am Google.
Why would they have some... I think they'd have more like a godly voice. They'd be like, "Hi, I'm Google." That's how God sounds to me.
Oh, you kicked it with him?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you guys do? You guys went bowling?
No, he did not go bowling. He didn't like bowling too much.
What?
He's more of a golfer.
Okay. You know?
But, yeah.
Did he make birdies?
He did make birdies.
In golf?
It was crazy.
I know terms.
It was crazy because like he didn't even touch the golf club. It just automatically hit the ball. And then he could control the ball. It was in the air. So he would just get hole-in-ones every single time. It was not fair at all.
It's not.
God's kind of a cheater.
Oh, come on, man. There's religious people listening.
It's totally fine. They need to know because they're following all this dude.
Hey,
come on.
Following on Twitter. No, yeah, but
exactly. Have you ever followed God on Twitter? No, I'm serious.
Jesus, right?
No, well, there's the real God. There's the real Jesus. There's
Jesus.
Angry Jesus.
There's what about Jesus?
I think there is a Jesus. But
because you
Jesus,
know it's spelled. So, yeah.
What if it's Jesus and H?
What if it wasn't? No, but if you're playing golf, can you make angry birdies?
I think you can because you're probably pissing people off if you're making birdies every time.
Get it? Like angry birds?
Yeah, I got you.
But the thing is that, like, when I say bad jokes, right, you add the little silent thing, but you don't do it for yourself.
I only did
That's not cool.
I only did it for that one. I've done it in the past where I did it for
But you never did it for yourself.
I did it for myself before.
No, in life, but I mean on the podcast, you just...
No, the reason I did it last time on episode 30 was because that joke, you've overused that joke. You've overused it too much.
I always say stuff. Which joke was it?
You hit your joke limit on that one. I don't remember what joke that is, but you hit that limit.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
I ran out of joke minutes.
Exactly.
Sorry, guys. We're crazy.
But yeah, does this sound good to you guys? Like, does it sound good on your iPad? If you're listening to this on your iPad? Because if it doesn't, you should totally pick up these speakers. That was a transition that was really bad.
No, that wasn't bad. I like that. So, I like that better than... No, we're on that topic. That's pretty good. You're learning.
I think that this is...
You're more than just a cutter now.
I brought this up for you because you are a person that is like...
I like
to feel it in your bones.
I do.
You know,
I really do like music loud.
And the iPad speakers are okay.
They're not bad.
They're not the greatest.
Compared to the iPhone, they're pretty good.
Yeah, of course. Well, there's a company called Bang and Olufsen. They actually make a lot of really high-quality products. And they made these speakers. It's a dock. It's a speaker dock that, let me find it. It's a speaker dock that basically your iPad sits in, almost kind of like the iPad case, the old one. And it basically sits in there, and it's just surrounded by these giant speakers. And the speakers are supposedly crazy
loud.
Sound
really
They're
good.
Like really, really good speakers.
Oh.
They have like a bunch, like, there's all these terms, like they have like tweeters and all kinds of stuff. And like stuff that would be in like a car audio system, right? But the thing that people are saying is, like, would you really want to pay this much for them? So I'm going to ask you. I know that you're a little
bit... Like, if you're doing, like, DJing or something like that, what you're doing...
Not even that. This is what it looks like.
No, I'm telling you... No, I got you. I'm saying my opinion. It's pretty cool. You know what, I mean? It ends up looking like a Wacom tablet a little bit, right?
Yeah, it's kind of... I mean, I think it would look sleek, like, sitting on, like on a coffee table and you're just, like, party going on or something. You know, and just, like... I think it's
attractive. It looks like a pretty good design. But yeah. I'm saying, in my opinion, mm-hmm. you're saying, what do you think about that? I'm saying that if you're like a DJ or something like that, maybe it makes sense to have that too, right?
I don't know if a DJ, because a DJ, I feel like you'd want to be...
Even more.
Yeah, you'd want more sound.
And it's more presentation with DJ, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Not like just for fun DJ. Like, you know how we have the DJ app?
Yeah, but when you say DJ, I think of like... It's like when we talk about being a photographer, people pay for you to have all that big gear and stuff.
You
I
mean
feel like
the DJ is the same way. You mean the meme gotcha. No, you're right. You're actually correct.
Yeah.
Because I'm the one that made that comment to us, like, maybe 10 or 15 podcasts ago when people say, like, hey, I'm a designer, just because they have Photoshop that they download the free version on Adobe.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you have to earn the right to be able to be called a designer, a photographer, or whatever you really are. You can't just call yourself that.
Yeah.
Right?
But anyways, back to these speakers. So these speakers, so you said you like the design of it.
I do.
So the price is a bit... alarming.
How much is it?
It's $730.
Okay.
So it's more than your iPad, most likely. So,
you're just assuming I don't have the Wi-Fi 10G or 4G or whatever.
I'm just saying that
the 64?
Most of the iPads are going to be less than that.
Yeah, true.
So, do you think that's a good investment? On your part, since you like speakers, like if you...
I wouldn't spend $700
for it. No, but let's say that you find this on Craigslist for $400. Would you pay $400 for it?
If I had a really good reason for having them, I might.
Okay.
But, I know that sounds like a little bit too much.
Yeah,
I'd rather get like a big system.
That's what I was thinking
too.
But,
you know, it also depends. Like, what if you actually use it and it sounds super good and super loud? It might change...
Exactly, things. I think this company, they're known for making crazy outlandish stuff, like, it's very expensive, but very, very, very high quality.
Okay.
So that, I think that the...
Is there any way to test it out somewhere, like Best Buy or something like that?
No, they only sell it online, it's that exclusive.
See, stuff like that, really, you need to be able to go and,
that's
you know,
true.
Try it out. You know, Best Buy was one of the originators, I think, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
Of, like, actually having stuff on the floor and having all these big demos and all the different stuff.
Oh, really?
I think so. Like, really doing it to that level. Mm-hmm. Like, other places did that. Like, Good Guys back in the days and other stores that I know of. And Best Buy is the one that I first started seeing. And they're in trouble now financially. There's a lot of things, like, competing with the internet. You know, a lot of people went away.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of big, like, really just Best Buy and what's the other one called? Fry's, right? Those are really the two stores like that that are left.
Yeah, exactly.
Like electronic stores, and then Fry's is really inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, you know their slogan? We're going on all these different topics.
No, that's fine.
Fry's slogan, I heard it on a commercial.
Yeah.
Your best buys are always at Fry's.
Oh, nice.
But you're using Best Buy in your slogan.
I know.
I don't know if that's good.
I was actually gonna bring that up. Is Best Buy? If you really think, like I've known Best Buy always for electronics, right?
Yeah.
But do we know, did they start with electronics?
Probably.
Because with that name, Best Buy, technically it could be anything. They could be a Costco. And I thought about this like a couple years ago, just going into Best Buy and being like, why is it only electronics?
I think they have candy too. Right when you go to register. And there's other little things, but they're specialized in electronics.
Yeah, of course. I just would like to know like their history, if they started out trying other things with that name. Like maybe they started out doing like more than just
Wikipedia.
Electronics. And electronics was like a bigger thing, so. I don't know.
I'm not sure. But yeah, you're right. The title of the company is pretty vague, which could be good.
Yeah, which is a really good thing. Especially even their logo is a really good thing. Even though
I like the logo.
You automatically identify it with electronics, but really they could decide, hey, electronics aren't working out anymore. Let's go do food, and they could do food, and it would be weird for a little bit, but eventually people would be fine with it.
Yeah, like Target started doing food.
Yeah, exactly.
Like not so long ago, right? Maybe a few years ago, they didn't have groceries. Now they have. They're like called Super Targets or something like that, right?
And yeah, and Walmart does that now too. Walmart has Walmart Supercenters. So they have a garden and the food section there, which
And they have McDonald's in some WalMarts. Doesn't taste that good.
No,
don't eat a McDonald's in a Walmart. What if there's a Starbucks that's in a McDonald's that's in a Walmart?
Wow, that you just like blew my mind a little bit.
You were like doing the math.
I was like, hold on.
So hey, cut Starbucks. That silence out. The silent, like the 5 seconds, cut it out. But now you can't. Okay, so I said it.
There's a Starbucks within a McDonald's. Do they have those?
No.
Oh, okay, that would be awesome.
I was just thinking, like, something inside of something, like a matryoshka.
What? Yeah, matryoshka. Oh, my gosh.
Our Russian listeners would get that.
Yeah.
Like, we have those.
They're also laughing at my Russian accent, or my failed Russian speaking.
Don't be in such a hurry when you're saying it, though.
No? You say it slow? So you go, I can't do it slow. Because that...
No, you didn't catch my joke.
Oh, yeah. I got it now. That wasn't that.
You would have got it after you would have cut it.
I'd have been like, what the...
get it? Because you're rushing. I know. And I said, don't go in a hurry.
Let's go back to fries for a second.
Because people wouldn't have gotten it.
Okay, let's go back to fries for 1 second. So fries... Yeah. Another thing that I think is really cool, and I didn't know this until I moved out here, or I listened to Herbert on the podcast, all the fries out here in California are actually themed. Did you know that?
I noticed that they have, like, Hawaiian or whatever, they have different
things. Yeah, like, one of them is, like, space-themed, mm-hmm. and then another one I think is, like, movie-themed mm-hmm. or something. I heard about this on Smodcast, like, a couple, probably, like, almost a year ago, but I haven't been to one since I've been out here, but supposedly, like...
And you're used to only one fries in the whole city, because Vegas only has one, right? And
one, LA... It's always far from my house, too, but yeah, now LA has, what, like, 6, 7?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them all around us.
I haven't actually been to one since I've been out here. We should go.
There's not one, like, right next to us. The mm-hmm. closest one is probably Manhattan Beach.
Oh, okay. So, what, like, 30-minute drive? 45-minute drive?
Like, people can't know the time, then they'll know where we are.
Oh, whatever, dude.
From a given distance.
Yeah.
No, like maybe 20, something like that, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, depending on traffic and all that.
Which direction?
That way.
Yeah. Well, that's...
Oh, but, okay, so what I was talking about mm-hmm. was their slogan for fries is your best buys are always a fry. So they have the word of another mm-hmm. store in their slogan.
Yeah.
I don't think that's good. I don't know.
I think it's them being...
Like, I don't even know if that's intentional. As it probably their isn't. Biggest competitor is Best Buy.
Yeah.
It That's their biggest competitor.
You know what? If they were smart, that is intentional to say that they're so big and they're so good that they can basically use their competitor's name and people still come in. I think it has something to do with that, but...
Probably. They're too big of a...
But what if there was a Best Buy inside of fries? Crazy. Then there would be their Best Buy. Only have fries.
my little trick is... I probably mentioned this, but I don't know. I'll mention mm-hmm. it again. Like, you find good deals and whatever online. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, really good deals. And you mm-hmm. and you print out the proof that you find a good deal, and you take it to like a Fry's or a Best Buy. And mm-hmm. usually you find a manager or talk to a manager, and they can usually price match it.
Oh, okay.
You can still get the same good deals. Because mm-hmm. they don't want to lose you to those sites. Because it's more worth it for them for you to buy from them cheaper than you go to their competitor and buy from them.
Yeah.
Like, does that make sense mm-hmm. from a business point?
Yeah, exactly.
So, just little things like that, you could save a little bit of money.
Yeah, when I worked at GameStop, mm-hmm. people would come in all the time and be like, do you guys price match? I got this ad. And I'd be like, sorry, we don't, because we didn't price match. But if we would have, we probably would have made just a little bit more money, because we had a good amount of people coming
in. And in the end, you make, I think, from business side, you make mm-hmm. more money even losing a little bit of money, because you just took your competitor's mm-hmm. customer. They would have went to your competitor and bought the stuff. But I don't know, this is all business talk.
Yeah. But that's good, because we talked about Hooli today. So
we did.
We're all in business.
We're a little bit of business.
Serious business.
We should wear like ties today or something.
You were wearing one earlier. Why didn't you take it off?
Hey, yeah, that's private information.
It's only private information.
I was only wearing a tie.
Because you were at a business event last night.
I was only wearing a tie.
Yeah, only a tie. That's what was crazy about it. He came home and I was like, why are you wearing a tie?
Put a sock on,
and you
bro.
Had a giant tie that just went down and it kind of went into like this weird thong thing. It was weird. I don't know what to really think about it.
Oh, man.
But we could... let's jump a totally different direction. We'll stay on electronics.
Why do we gotta jump?
I just like to jump,
we
dude.
We can't just walk.
Because I want to jump.
We can't walk with jump. The Nike app.
What, Nike Plus?
Nike Plus.
I'm using Nike Plus GPS now, which uses Path. Did you notice that? It shows my actual path.
They just updated that.
Yeah.
That just updated recently.
The app, it's a new app, and it's actually... it costs money. Mm. So
no, I mean the integration with Path. They just...
No, but it's from a new app. It's not the old app. You can't use the old app and integrate with Path. No. You have to use the new app, which Sam uses too.
Okay.
Yeah, I only know because I saw his thing. And yeah. Anyways.
Don't talk about that guy on the podcast.
You already talked about him on the podcast.
he might do one with us. A friend of ours, Sam.
Okay.
He might do a...
He's been saying that for a year now.
No, you know, a couple times he has hit me up and said, hey, like, when are you guys going to do one, let me know in advance.
Okay.
But, you know, sometimes we just randomly do them and we don't really know exactly.
Yeah, of
but
course.
he's pretty down to just record with us and talk about stuff. I think our audience will like.
Well, we could
pencil, like his topics.
We could pencil. You want to pencil him in around Dark Knight? Around when Dark Knight comes
out?
Wow,
he would probably like that.
Like we could go.
He would probably like.
Let's
that.
Go to the midnight screening of Dark Knight with him.
Wow, that'd be so cool.
And then we'll do a podcast the next day. You want
to
do that?
I wanted to go to the one you guys went to, but I couldn't.
Avengers? It was amazing, dude. People were dressed up, and you got an exclusive poster, which I didn't
heard
get to
it was the biggest opening, biggest midnight release of all time.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I heard
dude.
That.
Okay, there
is that
were,
true?
So so we got the 12:01 showing, but there was a 12:10, a 12:15.
There was a 4 in the morning.
Well, yeah, there were 4 in the morning, but what I'm talking about is for the midnight showing in general, there was only one showing for 12:01, but then there were 7 showings after that, and so when I showed up, there were 7 lines, and they were all, like, in different sections, because I went to the one in Burbank,
yep.
And they were all in different sections, and I was like, where do I need to go? So I had to go look at a sign, and I found my sign, and then I went and stood in my line, and my line was wrapping around the building.
Because you were on the first one.
No, but I mean, all of the lines were wrapping around their buildings. It was so crazy, man.
That's
and
cool.
It was super
I love stuff
awesome.
Like that.
Oh, I know, dude. And then when I got into the theater, they did trivia for a while, and people were, like, throwing shirts out and stuff, and it was super awesome.
That's
just sitting
cool.
There.
It really is.
Yeah, and then we
did
were...
Did you find your friends and stuff?
Yeah, all of
were
our
Were you guys
friends
able to sit together?
Yeah, we had... Because we got there early enough, so we actually got there around
cool.
10 o'clock, so we had
I like
to
that. It's because it sucks to, like, go and, like, to have to sit by yourself or something.
Yeah,
you want to sit with your friends.
And we saw an IMAX 3D, so it was the best experience possible.
Was it a real... That was a real IMAX?
Yeah, well, you want to... I've been told that there's only 2 theaters in the city
with
that are
real,
and I don't think this one has it, but it was still... It was good, you know?
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. And definitely stay after those credits. Kids.
Oh, there's 2 of them, I heard.
Yeah, stay after both the credits, kids.
I heard there's, like, a thing and another thing. Wow.
Oh, and, dude, if you stay after the credits and you know comics, whew, you better be excited for Avengers 2,
but I'm not
going to
know anything.
Oh, my gosh, man. It was
spoiler!
It was crazy being in that crowd. Like, I'm getting chills right now. It was crazy being in that crowd. Like, when every single thing happened and you just hear people cheering.
Let me turn
like,
on the heater?
People would turn.
You have goosebumps everywhere.
People would come into, like... People would come on screen, and you just hear cheers for, like, Iron Man would come on screen the first time. It was just, like, people were cheering. It was, like, I love that experience.
I heard it's really funny in the movie, too.
You know there's a lot of funny stuff in there, but Joss Whedon, man, that's the writer and director. Mm-hmm. He's just, that's what he's got, man. That guy's a really, I think he's one of the best writers we have in, like, nerdy and pop culture stuff, like, right now in our generation.
Cool.
I don't know. I'd like to see what he does down the road, but yeah, Dark Knight screening with our buddy Sam.
Oh, that'd be cool. That'd be really cool to do.
And then we'll
do
a podcast maybe the Saturday after or something, if you'd like to do that. Or we could, if you want to do it, we can do it right after the screening. So we'll do a really late one where we do our views on just The Dark Knight.
Maybe. We'll have to see. We'll have
okay.
to think about
that.
Some of us are old here.
No, I'm just saying.
It's
you
past
know.
Our bedtimes, like after 8
p.m.
Yeah,
but while we're, I'm just going to hop onto the topic I was talking about before. And Sam would like this topic because it's a Apple
stop bringing
thing.
Him up!
I'm sorry, we're already talking about I'm trying to tie it in so it sounds like I'm good at this.
We can't make him famous.
So, we talked about iPad minis before, right? And you say no way, never, right? And Steve Jobs actually nixed the idea, they said. Originally, he nixed the idea. Well, now that Jobs is kind of gone and Tim Cook is taking over, they can always change their ideas. So there's a couple companies. There's this company called Price Grabber. They're actually doing these surveys. I don't know if they're doing them for Apple or if they're just doing them in general. But they surveyed about 3,000 people asking, would you buy an iPad mini? 58% of them said that they would buy an iPad mini, which is very surprising to me. But then this site, CNET, basically where I got my article from, so they're saying that if a 7-inch iPad does come out, it'll come out around $250 to $300, what they're projecting. And so they took their own poll, and they polled about 4,000 people, and 52% of them said that they would buy one. So it's looking like if... because there's a Chinese company that actually, the site claims, this Chinese company claims that there are 6 million iPads that are actually being, supposed to hit the market third quarter of this year. And so that's what brought up all this stuff. And so now people are actually thinking, well, maybe it's possible because there is a high amount of people, over 50% of people are saying they might want an iPad mini. So what do you think of, like, I know we've already talked about it where
I
you don't really
I think that it's
like,
not going to happen.
You don't think that it's going to happen, but I'm asking, mm-hmm. now that the percentage is higher, do you think that... Now that Steve Jobs is around, Steve Jobs is a little more stubborn than I think Tim Cook is. So I think that...
You're saying Tim Cook would be a little bit open-minded to listen to people's opinions?
And actually just release it and test something like that.
Possibly.
Because you know the product's going to be good regardless, even though it's smaller.
Yeah.
It'll definitely be really good. So I think if they released it, it would create a whole new market.
What if they made one bigger?
I don't want a bigger one.
But you want a smaller one.
I personally, I would not want a smaller one. But I'm saying just
the market. I think it'd be cool to have a bigger one.
I feel like the iPad's a perfect size that
when it's out now. The iPad is a perfect size, I agree.
I think even if they went like an inch bigger, I wouldn't want it. The one thing I would want, though, is if they kept the same size, but that black border that's all around, if they eliminated that completely. So then it was just all the way to the edge. Which there, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but there are concept videos online where somebody created iPads that have magnetic edges, and then they actually flow all the way to the edge, and then if you want to play a multiplayer game, you put two iPads, they magnetically together, and the screens
Wow, that's cool.
I'll show you that video later. That. Yeah, I watched it that's a long cool. time ago. It's a really cool concept idea.
Oh, that's cool.
Because they were thinking the iPad 3 was going to be like that, so it was like an iPad 3 concept video, and then someone in the comments was like, iPad 9, maybe? There's no way that we can do that yet, so...
That sounds familiar, that comment, though. Maybe I heard that comment before. There's, like, other concepts for mm-hmm. iPhones, whatever, and then yeah. with, like, the projector and all that.
Yeah.
I think somebody had a comment like that, too.
But, yeah, So, you don't think it'll happen? And
I don't think so. But maybe if all these people are saying all this different stuff.
Yeah, I don't know about this year.
There's really no purpose because, you know, you got the phone and you have to...
I think that's why Steve Jobs said it, too. But Tim Cook, like I said, we haven't really seen him really flex his muscles. Yeah. And maybe this is his... thing to say, like, let me put my mark and say the mini iPad.
I heard Steve Jobs's dad used to tell him to like if you have a fence, right, like a fence, and it's really attractive on the outside, the part that people see,
mm-hmm.
on the inside part, the part that people never will see,
mm-hmm.
make sure that part is nice too.
Oh,
even though people might not see it, but you'll know that it's still attractive and nice. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if I'm quoting it correctly.
No, yeah.
But the general idea is something like that. Mm-hmm. So, since we're talking about Steve Jobs and stuff.
Yeah, man. It makes sense. You look at his product, it looks very nice on the outside. Yeah. And then, even if you want to talk outside the software, inside, I'm sure it's very clean and sleek in there, too. So, and then we obviously know the interface. Like, he was really big on typography and... a lot of really clean, sleek.
Safari renders typography better than any other browser.
Yeah, I've heard that. So that's.
But
that's
I don't use I don't use Safari as my default browser. I use Chrome right now.
Yeah, I use Chrome as well because it. I don't know if it's because it seems faster. People say it's faster, and I think that's just built in my mind that it runs faster. So I'm just like, everything's faster on this. But in reality, it probably doesn't. It's just like it's a good marketing thing. Or maybe it does.
It's just everything is integrated with it, and you can, like we were saying a couple podcasts ago, with like your bookmarks. I can open all my bookmarks mm-hmm. from all the different computers, just log in, and boop, all my bookmarks come in.
Yeah.
But it brings your history from your other computers, and you know, you don't necessarily want to bring your history sometimes. We could control that.
Yeah.
Like if you're at work, and then you're from your home history and mm-hmm. all that stuff, it brings it all in.
Yeah.
So, wow, that's crazy that all that stuff is stored somewhere,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty crazy. So Google has like a lot of stuff on us.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
History-wise.
Okay.
And stuff like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, completely. Totally. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm glad we're on the same page, even though we have completely different pages. And, like, your page is yellow and mine is blue.
But mine's been built on 960 grid.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of 960 grids, mm-hmm. that was, like, the best transition ever.
That's what I do.
I don't like that you drank your water that you made yourself, homemade water, all with confidence after you said that transition. I had to go and like completely demolish that transition.
I know you did, it's fun. I knew it was going
to
happen.
So. No, I wanted to bring up this topic for you guys. So we mentioned like the grid system. So that website 960.gs, which is the very popular grid system.
Yeah.
Which was developed by Nathan Smith. And actually, if you go to the website, 960.gs,
mm-hmm.
and you click on, this is very interesting, you're going to do this because and I think you haven't done this, I'm not sure, but
okay.
I'm talking to Cameron, guys, not you guys, okay, so this is a private conversation, okay, so don't listen to us right now, I'm talking to Cameron.
Yeah, what's going on?
Anyway, so if you go to the front page, there's a little interview button right on the front page, you click that and it takes you to another place, and there's a podcast that came out and these guys interviewed him.
Okay.
And it's a really good interview. He talks about everything in detail of how, who he is and why he did what he did and mm-hmm. why this grid system exists and how it's beneficial and how it's, he mentions that, even though it's called the 960 Even though 960 is kind of the default, really 960 isn't really the default anymore. There's a different size, but that's just the default. A lot of people stayed with that. And there's a lot of things you guys will like. This is very, very important for web, for people that care about web and layout and having things organized from a design view, and also for the programmatic side where things are laid out, so it's easier for developers to lay things out. There's like classes and divs and all that different stuff going on. So I would really, really strongly recommend for you haven't checked that out yet before, right?
I haven't, no.
You'll like it all for right, sure. Cool, man. And it's just all the stuff that we talk about all the time, and it's very important for design.
Yeah, that'll be in the show notes, so if you guys want to check it out.
The actual link will be in there. So when you should we give them the actual link in the show notes, or just the actual link that the website will take them to? Like when they go to the 960,
it's on the 960
site. It's on the 960 site, so
then let's just give them traffic to the site, and then we'll just tell them to click through. I mean, it'd be easier for them to just click on one link, because, you know, interface-wise, it's easier just one click, but if we want to give this guy more traffic.
So, like, when you go to the website, it's right here. It's, like, one of the main big things right there. But just, like, the way this is kind of designed, everything is kind of... You can't really notice everything except the big download button and their web and their logo, how it's kind of
designed. So we'll just do a standard link then to not his site but that actual interview if we can.
And I very 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 strongly recommend guys for checking that out. The interview, it's probably as long as like our podcast, something like that. But he goes into detail talking about a lot of different things.
Yeah, I think I might have heard part of this.
It's about an hour. It's about a year ago this recorded, something like that.
Yeah, I think I might have heard a bit of this because I remember talking to you about it, and I think I brought it up a little bit, or some of the points that you brought up in the show when we talked about
that. Like some big thing that you talked about was like fluid grids.
Yeah, yeah.
Such a huge thing. Like, and the new Dreamweaver is gonna support that.
That's awesome.
Such a cool thing.
Yeah, man.
When I see sites that support that, I feel bad or something because I haven't built anything like that before, and then I don't know, it's a negative feeling, but it's a negative from positive. It's very strange. I see it and I'm like, oh, so cool. Yeah. As you're making the browser smaller, it adjusts in real time.
Yeah, it's like when you see...
Oh, so cool.
It's like when you see a design that's really, really good, and you're just like, oh my gosh, like...
It's smart.
It makes you want to quit, but also keep going at the same time.
But it's smart how it's done, too.
Yeah.
And the way things load, I believe it's just four different seats. I think this is how it's done. I'm not sure from a programmatic standpoint, but I think it's maybe like three or four different style sheets. And based on the resolution of your browser, it uses different style sheets. So maybe it uses like JavaScript as well to determine the size of your...
It probably does. Yeah. It probably uses something that we don't know, you know?
Dreamweaver's going to support it, so...
Well, that's cool. Then we'll probably get to know
it. For people like us.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just...
By us, I mean designers that are not strong developers and stuff like that. We know programming. We talk about programming a little bit, but...
Yeah, I think that the way that web technology is going, it's definitely... there's a lot more languages that are being integrated together, and so it's making it a little more complicated, but we're getting these awesome, like...
Results.
Yeah, just fantastic results. You see some really, really good sites that are just basically... doing crazy stuff.
Yeah, when I see fluid grid sites or sites that I don't work with that stuff, I always just make the browser smaller just to see the multiple versions that they have.
I feel like I do that on almost every site I go to now. I'm like, how does this scale?
I started doing that too.
Yeah, so it's...
Like the site that we just went on, the one we talked about in the beginning of the show.
Yeah, Wahuli.
Wahuli.
Mm-hmm. Wahuli.
Wahuli. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I went to that and I checked out. They didn't develop something that does it. So I try to make it smaller, just stay... Mm-hmm. The same, which is still fine, right? But it's just when you do see it, it's like, oh, they took the extra four or five steps to create those different, and it's essentially it's multiple layouts, the actual different layouts.
Yeah, that's almost like we talked about mobile up before, where you build a mobile site and then basically make it all fluid. So then, as the screen resolutions get larger, it just adapts. That's basically what mobile up is. I mean, you basically just design it for the smallest screen possible and then have it where it just transitions.
Is that how you would do it? I haven't done it before, but logically I'm thinking I would do it backwards. I would make it for the nicest one possible, and then as a usual, like one for the desktop, real large resolution, desktop small resolution, then for the iPad, then for the iPhone.
That's what you would think, right?
I think so, but maybe I'm wrong.
But I'm remember I talked about one of my instructors went to a future web design conference, mm-hmm. and that's where I got that idea. Is he said that that's what everyone, there was a book going around saying that's all about mobile up, mm-hmm. and it's all about that basically, where you start from the smallest screen because that's going to be the one that will probably hit the most people, only because there's so many mobile devices out there, and so you want it to look the best on like the most mobile device or something like that, and then it should just fluidly get larger and larger. It sounds backwards, right? But it does kind
probably
of
depends
sense.
On it depends on. The type of
demographic.
Yeah, so like the type of people that will be looking at it. So mm-hmm. you know like if it's like the most gonna be done for mobile mm-hmm. stuff, then you probably concentrate more on the mobile.
Exactly.
What if you have a universal thing? Like it's equally important to have it good on mobile and good on desktop and good on iPad.
I feel like the reason I feel like the reason you do the phone first mm-hmm. is because that's the smallest, so it makes it the hardest to make
yeah.
everything readable and fit everything into it.
The phone is the hardest.
So if you do the hardest one first, then the other ones should be almost simple, because then it comes out where then everything's readable on the desktop and everything's a little more organized on
maybe.
The desktop. I think organization's a little bit harder on the iPhone.
It's harder, but I think I would still do it the other way.
That's fine. I mean,
but just
has
logically,
their own way.
Like, because then you already you put everything on the desktop version, mm-hmm. and then you just start taking stuff away or making it smaller to fit on your phone. But you already know what to take away. If you're doing it the other way, like on the phone version, you're going to start adding stuff to it, right?
Well, maybe this is why. Maybe you design it concept-wise, sketch-wise, for desktop, but then you go in and you say you do your very first comp for iPhone, and you take stuff away in theory. So
maybe.
Then you're not comping up a giant site, you comp up a small site, and then you just add as you get larger. And I think in that situation, would you design the entire iPhone site and then go onto the iPad site and do the entire iPad site? Do you do them separately, or would you do them all in tandem where you design, you do like some of the iPhone site, and then once you kind of figure stuff out, then you go onto the iPad site?
No, I'd probably do one at a time. The thing is that it really would be almost the same. You're just taking stuff away. It's the same thing. You're laying stuff out differently. So say you have like some big images on a desktop version. Maybe mm-hmm. you take those big images completely away, and now it's just words instead of the images.
Yeah, exactly.
Or something
so
like
so you're basically saying that either way that you go,
it probably works.
It works either way.
But
just
you know, I really have
like
never
it.
Designed a fluid grid site.
I haven't either. No, we at work we still design like specific where it's
but
like.
But I want to have a, I want to have a chance. I want to have something. My next project that I'll be doing, mm-hmm. whatever that is, I'm gonna intentionally do
you're
something,
try to
or at least
fluid.
Two or three.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I'll do like iPad. iPhone version, iPad, and then regular desktop.
Yeah.
Or maybe it makes sense to do a large resolution desktop, smaller resolution desktop, and then iPhone. Because
mm-hmm.
smaller resolution desktop would still probably look pretty good on an iPad.
Yeah. Well, another thing that I just thought of is you also have landscape and portrait layouts,
mm-hmm.
so that definitely changes the game a little bit too. So I wonder if fluid also means that as the resolution changes.
Good point. But I don't think it's prepared for stuff like that. Because usually people, when they go inside, they keep it on landscape. This is landscape?
Yeah, I know that, like, at the agency I work at, when we do iPad sites, they always design them to be landscape, and they tell the user to flip it to landscape to read it, which I don't think is a good idea. I think that you should just, like, adapt to everything, but it's for them to not have to comp multiple and make it more of a longer process, because then you have to get approval on both landscape and portrait, and that can just be a nightmare sometimes, you know? So, I don't know, I think that
For applications, what they do...
Mm-hmm.
With stuff that you're talking about,
yeah,
is let's see, we have it's 1024 by 768.
Mm-hmm. Well, 1024 by 768. You're talking about the iPad, right?
The iPad resolution, yeah. I'm talking about the iPad 2 or iPad 1 resolution, because
mm-hmm.
iPad 3 is different. It's like a whole
iPad
another.
iPad 3 is 2000.
Yeah, it's a whole another.
Yeah.
It's a whole another ballgame. But if you just keeping it the standard 1024 by 768,
mm-hmm.
which will still work with the
yeah.
new one as well.
Mm-hmm.
So say you have a this is for applications. So you have your application at a certain resolution. When you have it turned vertically.
You're talking about landscape, right?
Landscape. So you have
yeah.
a landscape,
mm-hmm.
right? And then when you do portrait.
Yeah.
You still have the exact same resolution on the right side.
Okay.
But on the left side, you just have some menus. Now
okay.
you have some menus. This is what
and,
they usually do with applications,
mm-hmm.
like most, like
yeah.
Dropbox or whatever,
mm-hmm.
like all pretty
yeah.
much all applications. And I think it's 256 or something like that, 768. I don't remember the exact
mm-hmm.
math.
Yeah.
But at work, I've done some stuff like that
For the app you're building right now.
For different various things,
mm-hmm.
and so I was researching that, and I noticed that a lot of applications do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, everything still stays the same. Hopefully this makes sense to people because it's a little bit confusing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's still the right side of the thing when you have it in that mode. It just adds some like other features on the left side.
Yeah, the Twitter app is a good example of that. The Twitter app, if you look at it,
yeah, exactly. The Twitter app does that.
It utilizes almost like stacking. Mm-hmm. So like, if you were to click one of the tweets, so you have your left side has your icons and all the stuff that you can actually do to access all the different things that are within Twitter. Then you have all the tweets on the right. And then if you click a tweet, what it does is it will kind of like, the right page will move and have a page move over it. So you'll see a little bit of it, so you can move in between it. So it just kind of condenses everything down so you can see the main content, which is still confusing the way that I said it. But if you want to, check out the Twitter app.
A lot of apps do that.
You said Dropbox does it. And I think Spotify uses something like that as well, so...
I don't know what Spotify looks like in different modes. I never checked. Let's check right now.
You showed it to me in portrait mode.
Did I?
And then
you... Yeah, no, I never... Like this. So...
Yeah, so...
They don't do what I'm talking about.
Oh, no? Uh-uh. Okay.
See, what they're doing is it actually gets bigger. What I'm saying is... See, I explained it confusing. So, like, we're seeing this... This thing is one size, and as soon as I flip it, it'll still be the exact same size. It doesn't stretch or anything, but you get this large menu here.
Oh, you wanna? Twitter does do what you're talking about.
Yeah,
but yeah, Twitter Spotify does
it,
not.
And Dropbox does it.
Okay,
and
those
probably,
are for sure.
Probably most apps do it, but yeah, mm-hmm. Spotify doesn't do it, and it's fine. Doesn't need to.
Yeah.
But we're talking about maybe for website stuff like that happening. When you flip it, it'll still stay the same.
Yeah, and that would have to do with fluid grids, which is what we were talking about originally. So. Mm.
So, like, for example, Dropbox, right? So, I have, like, something, right? It's, like, you see the whole thing.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And then when you flip it, you still see the exact same size. It just adds.
Oh, then Twitter does not do this. Okay, yeah. So, I was confused. Yeah, so Dropbox, definitely, if you want to check something like this out, check out Dropbox.
Yeah.
Dropbox is the one you want to check out. It's free, so.
But, yeah, we're done. Get out. Go home.
That's pretty much it. So, definitely check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/studiodork. You can check us out on Twitter. You can get in contact with us like Elithius. Sorry, I said his name wrong.
Hey, you know what? And if we're saying your name wrong, because we know that he's a dedicated listener, and we're very happy. Thanks so much for listening to us.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. But let us know if we're saying your name wrong. And hopefully we talked about the subject that you're interested in knowing, and let us know if that was good for you. And if you want some other topics.
Yeah, totally. If you
but have, only him. No one else can ask for anything.
And if anybody has an opinion on what we were saying about Wahoo, definitely. Like maybe we were totally wrong, but you are like a business person, you know better, just send us an email or drop us a tweet or something, and we'll recognize that we were wrong, and we'll kind of talk about it a little bit.
Just kind of.
Yeah, just kind of. But, you can get us on StudioDork at StudioDork, you can get us on Twitter at StudioDork.
They can get us there?
They can get us there. They can contact us, they can... bribe us, they can do anything they want on there.
Okay.
I don't know if we're going to respond to it, but at least to the bribery, but the other part.
Where are the other five dorks? Because I know Snow White, I don't know, she gets mad when she doesn't have all seven of us.
I know, I don't know, man. But they're out there somewhere. Pete might be one of them. There's Pete, and then...
Sam?
Sam could be one of them.
We brought him up like 10 times this podcast.
And then while we're bringing up people, we might as well bring maybe David.
Yep.
Well,
that's another dedicated listener.
Yeah,
it's David. Yeah,
oh, okay,
big
good.
Time.
Good.
He likes our stuff.
Well, that's good.
I guess.
Yeah, he says he does. He's cool, dude. Maybe he can come to Dark Knight with us, and we'll have a four person show. It could be fun.
Maybe those guys have already seen it. I don't know.
They probably have already seen it, but it's cool. Next will be fun to do. And then you said
no. Only I don't know. Actually, the movie's very hidden. Only probably the editors and stuff have seen it. Like people working, that were actually...
Yeah, because they're probably not doing too many test screenings for it, just because they're pretty much going to make a billion dollars.
$1 billion.
Yeah, you know, it's just going to happen.
It's going to be whatever number they're going to make is going to at least have like 20 commas.
It'll be a ridiculous. That's
you know,
because
there's
happen.
A comma after every three.
Yeah. All right, so you can check us out on YouTube, where you can't see the Dark Knight because we don't have the Dark Knight posted on there. So, and that's YouTube.com/StudioDork.
You can't make purpose bloopers. I'm professional.
My brain totally like, nah. But, and then you can check us out on iTunes. Leave us a review on iTunes. 1 to 5 stars. We prefer 5 stars. We just want really the feedback.
No one's leaving us reviews on there.
I know they're not. It's all right. We might just have to start leaving fake reviews.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll put this in the show so people are like, those are all fake reviews.
Hi, my name is Billy. You guys do a great job. I would give you 6 stars,
but I can't because Jesus took that out.
Hey.
Hey.
Don't offend.
This has been a very religious show, Gary.
You are a Jehovah's Witness. Can't even say it right.
But anyways, yeah, iTunes. Check us out on iTunes. You can search on there by studiodork.com or studiodork podcast. You can check us on there, and there's a link in the podcast section of our site. And then definitely check out studiodork.com. We got tons of content on
there. We do. And you guys get inspired, you know, on a daily basis. Get inspired.
Please get inspired.
Look at some stuff.
And that's pretty much it, man. Take them out.
Should I do it before or after I drink my water?
Drink your water real quick.
Okay.
Do it. Go. Chug, 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 chug.
Water bong.
Yeah.
Like a beer bong?
Yeah.
That's how it's said, right?
Yeah. But I don't know why you bring that up.
Because you said chug, chug, chug.
I know, but like, you're the one that's like, we can't say beer on the show.
Oh, alcoholic. Oh, you're right. I don't know. I got too.
It's fine, dude. It's totally cool. Somebody had too many tacos last night.
I did have some tacos.
I know you did.
Hey, that's private information. That's
document path, man. It's cool.
It's private information. Anyways, hey, guys, thank you so much for listening to us. We appreciate it, as always. And have a good life.
Have a good life. Life.
You were just waiting for me.
I just wanted to do it.
I know, and I let you. I mean, not, you know what I'm saying?
I just wanted to do it so then they think that it's you.
They can't really tell from the... No, but your Anna is different. Like, your Alvin and my Alvin sounds so different.
I know they do. It's funny.
It's so funny how when we make jokes, right? And Alvin's like... It's funny. It's so funny. I'm like cracking up at work listening to it. And people are like looking at me like, why is he laughing? I'm just randomly laughing.
Yeah, man. But yeah.
Just yeah.
Yeah. I thought something that was cool though that because I didn't get to bring this up on the show, so I'll just bring it up now.
Because now it's not the show anymore.
No, it's not. It's not. This is after show dark.
Oh, okay.
This is where it gets dark in here.
Ooh.
Yeah. So 20 Jump Street Scream. There was a Q&A with the directors afterwards, and
And answers.
Yeah, and they actually talked about a Lego movie that they're working on.
Yeah.
A Lego movie.
Yeah.
I don't know about it either.
There was a Lego Star Wars. You know, we were talking about the worst Star Wars. I mean, we're like doing too many topics. We were talking about Star Wars at work,
mm-hmm.
and there's all these bad Star Wars that came out. It was like the worst Star Wars ever.
Mm-hmm.
Was, I think, I could be wrong because there's probably like people that care about all this.
Yeah.
And like there was when the first Star Wars ever came out, Episode 4,
yeah.
I think 79 or something like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then like that same.
You mean yeah, Episode 4. Sorry, yeah, you're right.
The original first one, and then. There was like a Christmas special, and it was like super horrible about Chewbacca or something.
I actually
heard about that,
yeah.
and it was so bad that I don't know, George Lucas or whoever, they went and tried to destroy all the versions of that existing. But you can still find them online or whatever.
You can go, when you go to cons, supposedly if you go to like Comic-Con and stuff, you can find bootleg copies. But I guess supposedly, this is like the supposed rumors, Lucas actually has people go out and buy all the copies and tries to destroy them.
Exactly, that's what I was saying.
Super funny, yeah.
So that's how bad that one is.
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of really bad stuff. Like
there was Lego Star Wars, and oh, you know the ones that I heard is really good is this cartoon.
The Clone Wars.
The Clone one. I heard that one's really good. A lot of people are saying that.
Yeah, man. I had the first season on DVD before I moved out here because I sold my whole DVD collection when I moved out here, but that's another story. It was amazing. It's like really, really, really good cartoon.
It's really good.
I'm a huge fan of like animation and stuff like that too, so like I do feel like a kid sometimes because I... Like, the other day, I watched Thor and Loki. It's, like, some animated thing. It was super freaking awesome. Loved it. No, Thor from Avengers. Him and Loki's his brother, which is the villain in Avengers, which was the villain in Thor.
I never saw the one with the guy with the bow and arrow.
There wasn't... he didn't have his own movie.
Never did?
No, him and Black Widow didn't have their own movies. It's Hawkeye and Black Widow, so...
Hawkeye. He's okay looking, but I don't know about all that.
Yeah, he's cool because he's almost like Batman where he uses gadgets, but it's like his quiver.
I like that actor. Do you know that guy's name?
Jeremy Renner.
Oh, he's a good actor.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
What was that movie with the one that won the Oscar a couple years ago?
Oh, you're talking about
The one that beat
Avatar.
The one that beat Avatar, and it was his ex-wife or something, right?
Yeah. What was that movie called? Now I'm gonna. Dude, we've actually had the same situation.
No, we forgot.
I own it.
We forgot. We had the situation in the past where we didn't remember the name of it, and both of us were like trying to think, like, what's it called? And
the Hurt Locker.
The Hurt Locker. That's what it's called. So that the main actor from that movie, and he's also in L.A. L.A. something, like a show on TNT, they're like in season 2 or 3 now.
Yeah, there's actually a movie that I watched with him early in his career, and I can't remember the name of it, but he was like a neo-Nazi, and he was in a psych ward, but he checked himself into the psych ward, and it was super, I don't know, the movie was super crazy, and just seeing him play that role was really weird after seeing him in like Hurt Locker and stuff.
He was also in Mission Impossible 4. Was one of the like second third main character.
Yeah, he was. I think after the Hurt Locker is when he really started getting these big.
That's roles. When I started noticing him.
Yeah, same after here.
The Hurt Locker.
So and I mean, because his character in that movie was kind of crazy, right?
Yeah.
So it was.
That's a really good movie.
He did a really good job, you know. So.
It's a really good movie, and it's a unique movie because you see all these different action things, and it's kind of similar. It's exciting explosions, blah blah blah. But this was a little bit different, right? They were like in a war, and you're showing like from perspective of somebody that. The disables bombs, right? That was a specialty, the disable bombs.
Yeah, I think that, because the first time I saw it, I didn't really like it. But then for some reason, I watched it again, and it was like inkling in the back of my mind, like, to kind of like get into that universe a little more, to kind of figure out why that movie was so good. And after watching it enough times, I was just like, oh, this movie is super good, because it kind of shows you this idea of like, if you have a crazy job like that, you're kind of crazy, right? And so you really get to see the really crazy side of like,
so we're not allowed to be crazy anymore?
No, we're not allowed to be crazy.
Okay, cool.
Why? Graphic designers are allowed to be eccentric, right? Eccentric is considered crazy sometimes. So.
We fight with ourselves.
We do.
We're never satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
So that pushes us to do better and better and better. And if you are satisfied, then you're never going to do better. So don't ever be satisfied with design.
Well, it's either you'll never be better, or you've gotten to too comfortable of a point that you need to change something drastically. And that I think that's the hardest part that like I've been running into the past couple months is like I feel like I've gotten kind of too comfortable in my work, and so I'm trying to like make myself very uncomfortable, like picking up projects that I don't know how to do or changing. If a client asks for something specific, like in a wireframe or something, I just try to go the exact opposite way and just be like a rebel because
wait,
that's
what you can't do that.
Well, one of my art directors.
What do you mean opposite?
Layout wise, so like if they give me a layout and they want it to be exactly like this, I'll design something like that because I know I can do it really quickly, and then I'll just design something totally out of the box, and I'll bring it to my art director, and he'll be like, just choose that one. He'll do the one that's out of the box.
Okay, that's okay. So you give him, like, 2 versions.
But the thing is, we only show them one. So I said, bring it to the art director, and usually the art directors will want to go with the one that rebels because it's the more interesting one. And then we show it to the client, and the client is usually happier with that, actually, to be honest with you. I'm working on a site right now.
Probably depends, right? The different circumstances.
Yeah, I had a situation this week where I designed specifically for the wireframe, so it looked exactly like the wireframe, and my art director came up to me and he goes, I'm going to send you a comp real quick. He built a really quick comp. He sent it to me, and he was just like, he sent it to me, and I was just like, so you want me to use this one? Because this does look better than what I was working on. And he was like, you're calling. And then I went to his office, and I sat down with him, and I just said to him, like, I was like, yours doesn't match wireframe at all. And he's like, exactly. And I was just like, all right. And I realized that was the point where I realized that I'm too comfortable. And I'm just doing it kind of without looking for innovation.
This is not, you're going to have to put this out of the bloopers into the regular show. Yeah. I think so. Some of the stuff, especially the stuff I'm talking about.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So I don't know. I think definitely if you feel like you're getting too comfortable, just break some rules. If you have a little bit of time, break some rules. Design wise, don't go out and like shoot anybody or anything crazy like that.
Okay, and what we mean by breaking rules is just trying some unique layouts. Don't actually start like spelling stuff wrong or something.
Well, I think that there's common sense rules that you break and there's some that you don't break. Like spelling
spell
wrong.
Check isn't on.
I was gonna ask you, why is spell check not incorporated into like Photoshop and Illustrator? Someone has asked me that before.
No, there is a spell check in Photoshop.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Show just got sexy. I wish this video podcast so much.
You know, and I did that without noticing, really.
I know, and I waited to see if you were going to, like, look at me and, like, be like, I'm taking it down.
Talking about my bra, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. Anyways, guys, get out of here. Go do something for that.
Yeah, so, I don't know. That was good. I think these topics are interesting. Very, very interesting. Interesting, 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 interesting.
Oh, I get so annoyed. I get annoyed by that, maybe just because people say that, and also The issue is, and like a lot of people keep saying that too.
I don't use the.
I'm easily bothered by stuff, repetitive.
But you're not. I was listening to Kevin Bean this week, and they actually had a poll in there. There was a poll that the Huffington Post or New York Times, they actually came out with, and they asked people, what if you could get rid of any word in the English language, what would it be? So you have to find the word that people hate the worst. And interesting was in the top like 10.
But not-ish.
Yeah, no. That I don't even know if that was even in there because it's not a word.
Dude. Ish wasn't in there.
No. Okay. It's not in there. It's not a word.
So ish wasn't in there.
No, it was okay. Not. It was okay. Not in there. No.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he's actually. See, we're actually.
Hey, come on, man. That's private information.
What we're actually doing is he's saying that, but he's actually saying the cuss word, and I'm just flipping it because I'm a good engineer like that. Because that's the most
people use it for. People are gonna think that.
No, I know, but whatever. Well, now that we said that, it's not. It's
hey,
not.
Come on, man. No. So what were you saying about Kevin and me? Well, so what's number one?
I can't remember what number one was, but they brought up there's a girl on the show, or there's a girl that's like a friend of the girl on the show, and her big thing is she can't hear the word moist because she like freaks out over that. So they called her and they said moist on the phone. She was like, every single time. It was super funny. I don't know. They said that they've had a long history with her being like that, and it seemed pretty real, but I don't know if she's just a really good actress, but. You know. I don't know, I've been listening to Kevin and Bean lately, and it's a pretty fun show.
On Men in Black 3,
yeah.
On their soundtrack, there's a Pitbull song like that's on there. Oh, it's a really cool song.
Is it?
Because you probably haven't heard it.
I haven't heard it,
but the production is cool on it.
There was an email that was sent around.
I've been bumping it for the last week.
Oh, really? Yeah, because, like, we did marketing for Men in Black 3, and so we always get emails for stuff of like that's going with certain properties that we're working with, and they sent around a link to that
soundtrack.
That song, but I didn't even try it because I was just like, oh,
Pitbull. It's pretty cool. Great. Exactly, yeah.
So.
But the song is pretty cool.
Are they playing in the clubs yet?
No.
No? Okay.
How would I know that?
We like going to clubs in school. Every once in a while, not every day. Yeah, it's fine.
But like, it's a pretty cool song.
Cool.
So I'll play it for you after the podcast.
Play right now.
No. Private information.
Why not? We could put half of it in Alvin Chipmunk so we can talk about it. I'm just kidding. We don't have to if you don't want to.
You can't tell people to do stuff and then when they do it say you don't have to.
An hour and 23 minutes.
You got a lot of cutting to do.
I don't know. I got to cut episode 31 today. Actually, I was going to do that tomorrow. Maybe. I don't know.
What'd you do last night?
Nothing. I got invited to go see the Avengers again, but then I decided not to go. I thought about going, but then it was another like midnight screening, essentially, and I was just like, oh, I don't want to do that, so I decided not to. I watched a couple movies. I watched a movie called This Way.
So relaxed.
I watched a movie called The Way, which was a really good movie with Martin Sheen and Emilio Estevez.
Mighty Ducks.
Exactly, yeah. So, have you ever seen the movie 13 Assassins? It's a pretty awesome movie.
What's it actually about?
It's about like Japan going through this era right before the samurai, the shogun political structure being taken down. And it's like these last like really strong samurais, they take on like 200 people to kill this one really vicious political figure. It's really, really cool. Someone told me to watch it like a long time ago and I just had time to watch it last weekend.
I think I found it.
Okay.
I found a song, so I'm going to turn on the volume. I'm not sure. I'm just doing it through YouTube. Is this legal? Can we play this?
We'll just play 30 seconds. It's fine.
All right. Excuse me, baby. No, yeah, you baby. Ooh, you groovy, baby. Let's make a movie, baby. Excuse me, baby. Let's, yeah, you baby. No, ooh, you groovy, baby. Yeah, let's make a movie, baby. Special worldwide, Agent A, reporting live.
Interesting.
That was not 30 seconds, and it was about to get cooler. It was still
sorry, a second. That was the 30 seconds we could show.
The production is pretty cool on it.
It is, and if you know anything about the movie, it talks a lot about the movie.
It talks about the movie. Have you heard the whole song?
I haven't, but from just the beginning part, what he was talking about, like Cape Canaveral and stuff, like, I know that the Cape Canaveral's in the movie and stuff like that, so, wow, it does seem like it has some cool production in it.
And there's like in the end of the song, it's like a little bit of dubstep too.
Oh, really?
The way they do it, they sample it from like an older song. I just like it. I like how it's a little bit unique, and I'm not used to him. It's a little bit different than what this artist the way this artist usually does it.
Yeah, Pitbull is an interesting story. He's a very, very unique story. If you ever look back at some of, like...
And he used to be different.
Kind of, he used to be completely different. Now he rocks suits all the time. Before, he was kind of...
Like Thug, yeah.
Yeah. I looked back at some of his older stuff, and it was like... And I think I saw an interview with him where he walked through, like, his old neighborhood with, like, MTV or something, and it was really weird seeing him walk through there, and he wasn't wearing a suit.
This is not...
Yeah, it's fun, dude, whatever.
This is not blooper stuff.
Whatever.
I don't want it to pass, like, 45 seconds or whatever, because then Disney would get mad at us.
Well, what I was thinking about... Disney. What I was thinking is we probably could have played the whole song, and I could just cut a section that we liked out that showed the most interesting part.
Let me get to the end of it, and I think there's a little bit of dubstep, if it's the same, because I only heard it on Spotify.
Yeah, there you go.
Did you ever notice, like, did you ever see, you saw the campaign and stuff, right? You notice how they have this guy, the younger guy on the left, and the older guy on the right?
Yeah.
Right? Because you really, you would think...
Yeah, Josh Brolin and Tommy Lee Jones.
You would think Tommy Lee Jones would be on the left. Because he's more important. He's more important. Or like, I mean, not more important. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the movie, but I don't know how much more who comes out in it. But he's a bigger actor. Usually have the bigger actor on the left and more towards the middle, I think.
Like.
But because from design view, it's going back in time, right? They go back to the future. So you would have the guy on the left, right?
Yeah.
That's what I think is happening.
Yeah, exactly. But also because Tommy Lee Jones is not really in the movie very much.
Not too much.
Not that I'm told from the images I've seen, he's not in the movie as much as Josh Brolin.
And you notice how they did... We're talking about
Man in Black 3.
This really should not be in the bloopers.
It's fine. The Man in Black 3 key art.
Yeah,
basically.
We're talking about the little poster. This is on there. This is on benches and it's on billboards and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And they have MIB... And then the 3 is very small on the top.
Yeah, it's like the
third. I like that a lot. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
I saw the original title treatment. It was whack.
Yeah.
But they did a really good job on this key art. And I actually got to work with a lot of this key art. Mm-hmm. Like a lot. And
it's well done.
It's very well done. Yeah, it's... And the retouching they did on, like, all the actors and stuff is... really, really well done, dude.
Cool.
Yeah, so...
Don't end up it. Well, I'm not talking, so we know where I look. Oh, so what's happening right now is that I'm actually opening a cookie, right?
Yeah, but because opening a
granola bar. But the thing is that we're trying not to make noise,
because
it's going to be easier for our cutters. What? Non-plural. And then what's happening is that,
There you go. I just didn't want you to make a ton of noise.
Of course, no, it's going to be more easier to do the cutting.
Yeah.
And people need to know, this is
okay, this is bloopers. This right here is going to be Alvin and Chipmunk now. Because I want to hear the crinkle sounds like Alvin and Chipmunk.
Hold on, let me add more.
Okay, yeah, for it.
You guys know you want some.
Okay. All right. So we're talking about my chef kitchen laundry. So.
See, we can do that.
And I didn't want to, but okay. Let me pause the show real quick.
This is
fine. Or whatever. It's just the show.
Hey, man, come on. I'm the chipmunk.
Maybe we'll do this entire conversation out of the chipmunks.
With the band, and we'll be.
Yeah, completely. It'd be awesome.
Oh, we're out.
Yeah, we're totally
just like that, without even saying bye, we're just out.
Yeah, forget you guys.